Blog Talk Radio.
Better day.
God bless you tonight. We come to you, and as we come to you tonight, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on throughout America and what's going on throughout our world. We found out that was 1 million people in 2020 died of drug overdose. Definitely got a drug problem in America, and ain't nobody dealt with the drug problem that we have in America. And we want to bring that online to talk about the drug problem we have in America. We got a serious drug problem here in America. I want to thank you for coming tonight as we tell you that God is still in control of things. I'm praying for you and you tonight. Some of you call and say, Bishop, we got problems. And the problem is that we have to work together in order to solve some of the problem that we got in America. We can't do it by ourselves. We have to do it together. When we talk about black history, when we talk about world history, and happy birthday to you, Mary Hawkins, also. Lisa, I'm praying for you also. And Sister Cook, I'm praying for you. God bless you. Every letter, every telephone call is a blessing for you to come. As tonight, as we talk about a miracle breakthrough. Yes, a miracle breakthrough. Sometimes you got to have a breakthrough for some things to work for you. And once you let the breakthrough come, doors will open up. See? And when God give you that blessing, you have to take it. And as God gives you, you have to take it and work with it because it's for you. Some people say, well, Bishop, I don't understand. I understand that God will open up a door for you. God will open up a special door for you if you just let him in and let him do what he needs to do. Sometimes he can't do what he needs to do because you caught up doing something else. We planned for every letter, every telephone call. I want to see that we was talking this week. We see where $1.2 trillion for the roads, for the internet, and for the pipe, the leaded pipes that we got in our houses. I think that was a good move on the Republican and Democrats to make that move. They didn't have to do it, but they did it anyway. I thought that was good for them to reach out and make that move where people would be able to get some closure because so much is going on. Got lead pipes and people in Flint still dealing with lead pipes. So we done come a long ways. And I want to say Biden did a good job making it work because he didn't do it by himself. Democrats, Republicans, everybody got involved because they know they need to be involved, okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, the crime got to stop. The violence that's happening all over America, and we have to stand together, both black, white, brown, stop the killing, save the babies. Let me say it again. We got to stop the killings and save the babies, but save our doctors, our lawyers, our professors that are being killed on the streets of New York, Chicago, Detroit, Arkansas, Mississippi, because of the drugs. We just found out over 1 million people, let me say that again, over 1 million people, more people died of drug overdose than cancer. More people died of drug overdose than COVID-19, than high blood, than sugar. So we definitely here in America got drug problem, drug war. And that drug problem is happening because the pharmaceutical companies have not dealt with the drugs they sent out. 2 years ago in 2020, people were setting up little satellite office down in Florida selling just illegal drugs. And people were getting rich. The man on the street getting rich selling drugs. What do you think the ones that make them, pharmaceutical companies that make all these illegal drugs, and what's going on with them? So that's some of the stuff that I want to talk about tonight, the illegal consumption of drugs that have filled our schools, our colleges, our university, spilled over to the streets. That's why the violence, and that's why so much violence that happened throughout the country. Racism, white supremacy is still number one thing that's going on in this country. The march, what happened down in Florida, what happened right here in Wisconsin is still the drugs. I ain't gonna say drugs. You can pick these drugs up at Walgreens and CVS. If the doctors stop giving scriptures out, they won't be able to take those drugs and sell them out in the streets. So this is some of the stuff that's happening. Dr. Henry Clark was talking about it. Dr. Cook was talking about it. The drug that's been let loose in America. We are now in the midst of drug nation. And what that really means, you can go to school, even the nurses and the doctors and some lawyers and professors. They said, well, I can get it from Walgreens because I got a headache, I got a toothache. And they find themselves hooked on these pills. And then they find they miss suicide, they kill themselves. So over 1,000 people in 2020 died because of drug overdose. Think about it. I said 1,000 people. That's a lot of people died because of drug overdose. 1,000 people. I didn't say one. I said 1,000 people died of drug overdose. And we're going into, we're getting ready to go into the winter months, getting ready to go into, Trina, I'm praying for you. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for those that are coming for, and we're praying for those that come to the burning that we're going to have. And at the full of the moon. Thank you, Candace Rashe. I want you to read tonight, Pearl, Psalms 39. And Mary Hawkins, I want you to read Psalm 51. I'm trying to get you at another level, some of you. And this level is a level to a breakthrough level for you. And you said, Bishop, I want a breakthrough. I'm looking for a breakthrough for you. And I'm looking for a breakthrough quick, fast, and somebody ought to say in a hurry. If you can get the breakthrough you need, I feel you'd be all right. And I want to tell you, this 2021 is an eye-opener. Lots of things being hid is coming out. I just want you to say it. lots of people that did a lot of evil is being brought out. The camera's showing what's going on. Somebody making big money by selling drugs, by dealing drugs, or by working with drugs. So we know that's happening, and we know what we have to do in order to turn it around. And what we have to do to turn it around is being able to deal with what's going on with it. You know, and when we deal with the drug nation that's happening all over the world, and I just want to say that lots of people don't understand drug nation. But we're in the midst of drug nation. We're in the midst of drugs taking over. That's one thing we're in the midst of, climate of drugs. And the drugs is, I think, taking us over. And once you understand that, you can understand how the drugs really did some stuff to keep us locked down. So I want you to know that drugs have played a big part in our way of life. Can I say that? In our way of life, drugs have played a big part of keeping us locked down, of keeping us blocked. And I just feel that if now is the time for people to speak up about what's been going on with all these drugs in our neighborhood. And these drugs have been going on for centuries at the time. Time for people to speak up and say, Bishop, this is what's happening with the drugs in America. And you might not want to say it, but we've been at a drug problem for a minute. So Trump got in, we had a drug problem, and after he got in, it got worse. So we've been in the midst of a drug problem for at least, and I just feel the drug problem have took us to another level. And I just want to say that, and you might not understand it, but I just feel that the drug problem has carried us to a level that where we have to work together in order to get this drug problem under wraps, whether to take care of us. We're going into 2022, and we got to go in talking about a change in our neighborhood, and we got to go in talking about changing our way of life, and that's important, change our way of life and what we think about moving to the next level. I think that's the most important thing, moving to the next level, to the point where we are able to do some things and able to open up some doors, what doors will work for us and give us what we need. And I think we need a whole lot. I think we need a whole lot of people telling us what we need and how to deal with some of the problems that been messing with us. And City Hall got to step up to the plate, and they haven't stepped up to the plate. The Alderman got to step up to the plate. They ain't set up to the plate. So we need some people to say, Bishop, we're ready to take our country back because we're in drug nation. And the only thing that's being allowed is guns and drugs. And they study open up drug houses. When we talk about healing body, mind, soul, and spirit, And we need some bodies that need to be healed. We need some minds that need to be healed. We need some women that need to be healed. We need some children. They need to be healed because so much going on that they're not healed. So we need a healing process. That's what we need, a healing process to heal some of these children, open up doors where the healing can take place quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I just feel that right now it's time for us to deal with the healing of what's going on with us. And that healing will take place right now. And I feel that healing will take place within our psyche, within our energy. We need that healing to take place now. And I think we need that healing to take place with us right now. We need that healing spirit to take place.
So these people were not He talks about Icarus, which is Sirius rising. And nothing jumped off until Sirius rising. That was the entire new year for the African world or the ancient world. All this ancient Mesopotamia, ancient Babylonia, and stuff like that. That was the entire African new year. I agree with Walter Williams. Where he talks about that, because I had some of the same problems. Whereas Abraham had a book called When Egypt Ruled the East by Teasdale. And in Teasdale's book, he showed a big square of all of the Kemet rule and all of that Mesopotamian stuff, even in Teasdale's book, When Egypt Ruled the East. So I agree with Walter Williams on that because I always knew that. And even Connie talked about that being Northeast Africa. So he's got all of Mesopotamia, Babylonia, Sumeria, and all that type of thing is later names for just Africa, or what you want to call it, Ham, or Kush, or Punt. You see what I'm saying? And so, but Dionysus comes from the Minoan, which is a form of the whole Etruscan thing. So even in this so-called quote-unquote Greco Roman world, nobody did anything until Sirius rising. So that means that your new year just started about a month ago. Because if we know that the millennium was not 2000, we know that the millennium was 2001, then if you take the African part, the millennium, it based on anything, only started in July. Then you understand why the motherfucking sharks are biting the shit out of people's ass, including fucked up niggas. That's a sign there now, because, you know, they say nature never really hit the ghetto. Nature really never really hit black people, but now nature's starting to fuck up Negroes. Niggas down there all snorkeling and shit. The old who's on these niggas are cracked, that sure I don't know. That's the same old state cracker to him. See? Now, there's an astral body and all kind of force fields that come around humans. You go right down to that fucking forest wing. You see rats and shit, they'll run all over that, so they won't hit that goddamn third rail. Right, they won't hit that third rail at all. Right? They all know that's your magnetic force field. They can turn a damn force field from a white man. And what the hell that shark put off that black man's leg for? See what I'm saying? But then again, they go scared crackers. Uncle Tom is not one of the two people that we used to call out. Did I talk about this last time? We used to call out the Uncle Toms in the community. Now Uncle Tom is still great. Negroes and negresses. Toms and Tomasinas. It is still great. So we're talking about Uncle Tom as a racial unit. It is the modern 20th century racial unit. Why is that? Because anytime you talk about white people, Negroes get mad. Just yet. You see. So we're not saying, so then all of a sudden, if you got Tom and Tom of Venus as you think, so are you. So you're Tom and Tom of Venus, you think like a white person. Then the goddamn shark comes, you don't know the difference. You know sharks never fuck up black people. You see what I'm saying? This way she's going. You gotta watch it. Oh, it's a lot of stuff going down and all. It's a lot of stuff going down. A lot of stuff and all. You see, so we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all of that now. I have this book catalog that has several articles in here. First, an article from 1951. Did I ever get any of those out here in New York? The article in 1951 that Abdul Elijah Muhammad predicted AIDS and cloning and all that shit in 1951? They got an article up in here that I got about 5 years ago, of all the lies about it, predicting all of this stuff, and we have the actual article up in here, plus some new stuff on the Moors. I got an interview up in here and a couple things up in here, so we got this book here. People ask what I brought this catalog and all, for the people that, you know, they want to get that. Also, how many people saw the conference tapes? Everybody saw the conference tapes? We have a sister here that is from Long Island. Well, she was born in Long Island. She lived in Atlanta and slung down south for about 10 years and all. Became a country girl. Then she came back up here. Now she's getting ready to go back down south. But anyway, she did a whole lecture on the goddess. And and she's like one of the former experts on the goddess and stuff. So, she's in the Hermit Summit to get those tapes, but she's here tonight. But also, she did a lot of, she did some, if you get the tape, she did some photographs that she had a significant other draw, this artist out of Long Island, and had segment, Kali, Lilith, Medusa. So anyway, the people were asking, could they get the actual artwork produced and all? So they produced some of this on the t-shirts. The goddess segment, and also the goddess Medusa, you know, the whole dreadlock thing and all. So you might want to get down with this and all. What's the number? 631-254-9103. Were you going to go by Sky or Dwayne? Just get in touch with Sky. You get that cool name, this Sky. Fuck it up shit. This Sky. You know. So you just contact Sky at...
This is, telling you some of the stuff that's happening right now, and it's telling you the truth about some of it.
these ladies, the ones I got out of South America, is the ones that I roll with now. So they brought a nigga back from the dead about last Monday. You see, so y'all excuse me, my pantheon, I'm going to be dealing with tonight, will be these particular ones from the Congo right. So let's give a shout-out to Zala Banda, Madre de Agua, Madre de la Luna, Rafael Pisa Muerte, El Kista Negro, El Kista Ray, Mama Shora, Los Cruzos de Trancor, Francisco de Chiquirillo, San Samuel, Rafael Pisa Pisa Eman. Okay, I got a couple of other ones that came through. Want to get down. They want to get their shout-out. Otisha, Cheola, Tiaja, Shumara, Alakumo, Nakongo, Loteo, Nakongo, Loteo. Ashe, want to give out a shout-out to Oshu. I want to give a shout-out to Emanya. I want to give a shout-out to Aya, Seth Mayat, Ed Heru. I want to give a shout-out to Thursuni. Let's see, Oraku, Oraku, and Offset, Osa, Heru, Heru Raha, Beth, Ewa, Muewa, Sutan, Sutubit, Sut Nessie, John Nessie, Osa Kitiolisi, Akinna, Dionysus, Bacchus, Phanes, Eros, Shiva, Rudra, Kavadi, Fanny, Kali, Kalima, Finachino Master, Evie, Lakshmi, Durga, Kama, not Kama, but Kama, Nagi, Kama, Retra. And we'll go with that right now. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, so we got that out of the way. And let's roll with some things. First of all, we want to deal with a couple things. I'll deal with the comic, but right now, let's deal with just one thing. As you know, we're going to get into this right now is this particular black hole that we are in. The sister just came up and just backed me up on this because they also have they also have an article that just came out with Thursday talking about the same black hole that they're talking about here in the Discover magazine. So we're going to get into that type of stuff also. But this is one of the keys that's actually happening. And the Spirit gave me this, and I always take stuff out of the Spirit realm. There's a lot of mold going around because of it, and bacteria because of that black hole. And they got this mold, and they got these rich people houses around in Texas and stuff, and they got a whole lot of these mansions. I mean, huge mansions and stuff. The whole thing is stuff that's getting all that stuff. That is because of the this black hole we're in. But also, too, if you have dreadlocks, there's a lot of bacteria that can get in your dreadlocks if you don't take care of them the right way. Because of the mold and all kind of shit is happening. Now, believe it or not, one of the best things of the bacteria is the fucking antibacterial soap. I'm talking about that Palmolive, that Joy. Remember, like, Consumer Reports did a special back in 1985, and they said the biggest hoax out here was shampoo. So you can wash your hair with dishwashing liquid. Hey, shit. They're just laughing at the motherfucker. They're dealing with fragrances and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you, the biggest hoax is shampoo. But now that's antibacterial. The stuff that, you know, now, you know, everything is antibacterial. There's a reason why all of a sudden, since 1993, everything became antibacterial. You see what I'm saying? But that's one of the keys, is get some antibacterial shit for your lock and for the that type of stuff where you can put your hair and stuff. Also, believe it or not, some antibacterial you prefer, we got in the country, well, weeks ago, the first case came down of this West Nile disease, and somebody died. And last week, another person died. Both black people in the black community. So they said, fuck it, we got to split all of Fulton County, the complete black community in Atlanta. So whatever liberals stand down there, because it's basically the city is on mostly white since the Olympics. You know, so, I mean, as far as running shit and all, so basically, they're going to spray the entire Fulton County, so it's the same pool that's going down. And it's going down right in Atlanta. And even the people who tested the actual, they caught by 2,000 machines one night.
Talked about the chemtrails and people didn't believe it, but the chemtrail is real. The chemtrail was real.
Shark shit. So they had to have about 1,000 sharks to come about. They had another meeting. About a week after they had the meeting, they had a meeting to let you understand the people didn't see this thing. They had a doggone meeting. And they had like just, they were just sharks just swimming around in the water like they were talking to each other. And I mean, it was just tons of them. And you know, the shark experts, all these fucking experts. Oh, they got to feel, wait a minute, you got a fucking 1,000 sharks swimming around in the motherfucking damn, your backyard. And I don't have to worry about. You see, but they always got a room, you got to do it that way. They said they had 2 meetings since then. Then all of a sudden these sharks are fighting for this, you know, oh, they have shark attacks all the time. Well, they bit off a little boy and say, well, can you just react? Because they bit a little boy's leg off and they got all that attention. They said, we'll show you. Yeah. They bit a little cracker and leg off. They said, they bit another cracker. Bit 2 of them and one survived. But then they bit that damn brother. You see what I'm saying? That's because they know now there ain't no difference between black and white when it comes to all those Negroes no more. I have to ride, so you have to ride right in the mouth of a motherfucking shark. You see? This, they got these sharks fighting up everything. There's a reason because of that. Number one, in a lot of the metaphysical information, in the early 90s, they was trying to say that the dolphins represented Nomo of the whole Dogon thing. The fish, Nomo, you know the whole fish thing? You got Nomo in the Dogon mythology. You got the fish representing Jesus in the Christian mythology. You got Ionis, the fish man, also in the so-called Sumerian mythology. Now, you got all these different aspects of the fish. In different ancient mythology, but we know that the one that the Dogon say no more will return. They were dealing with the dolphins. The, you know, the white people say no, they say no even the dolphins. But in actuality, they say the no more was coming to the land. The Hopi Indians say they got them Kachinas. The Kachinas is coming back to keep the land. And they say the spiritual people going against physical people. So, but you hear this thing here? You heard about a couple of months ago? They're the same on the
people. One of the things he was talking about, the strange thing happening in the spirit realm.
You got to go back. 2 things happened. They know that the wave, the hurricane, and hurricane season come the same way that the slave ship came. Okay? Now we know that any type of cataclysmic and disastrous event in history will create vortexes of disaster. You got your Bermuda Triangle shit to go on. You got stuff all over the world. You got the Goldie Island, any time these niggas come over, you know, you big nigga from Washington, D.C. and shit. You know what I'm saying? And all your family working in the White House, you go over to Goldie Island, and they say you know your ass, and all like a damn slave and shit. You see this stuff here. You see the same coffee show you had, but you know, that really happens. So they have all types of things that happen based on slavery. So you got the hurricanes come through. Every year, based on some shit that happens in the Middle Passage in the Atlantic, that energy, those are spirits. Same spirits that got into the 2 lions in Africa. And in the movie, the ghost in the dark. And in the movie, when they got to the Martha said, that ain't no doggone problem. That's the problem. No lions, that's a ghost of spirits, ghost and darkness. You see what I'm saying? Now, you got different things that happen that way. They got the 2 lions in Chicago, in the National Museum of History in Chicago, and they say, well, when people look in their eyes, they, you know, they put your glass eyes and
That I want to ask tonight, who killed Malcolm X? They just found out the men that been in prison did not kill Malcolm X. My question, who killed Malcolm X? Why it took these many years for our government, the FBI, the CIA, and all of them to find who killed Malcolm X? And they're finding out now that the men they put in jail, that they didn't have nothing to do killing the Malcolm X. Some of them weren't even around, but they were charged with the death of Malcolm X. And nobody had never owned up to who killed Malcolm X. Why was he killed? Who killed him? And why they killed him. Nobody never have said why Malcolm X was killed, what he was killed for. And my thing is, I'm asking the question, intelligence that our law enforcement is, they could find out who killed Malcolm X if they wanted to know. The who killed Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They should have known.
Wait.